having needs does not make you needy. I was coaching a client the other day, and they were made to feel very needy in their relationship because of some core incompatibilities that existed in the relationship, and the person that they were with made them feel as though they were needy. Now, I'm not saying that person did it on purpose, but it certainly did happen. So let me give an example. Let's say you're in a relationship, and you're the type of person that tends to want to spend 4 days a week with your partner, and you want to text your partner in between, and this is just how you've always been, right? You don't have a particular anxious attachment style. There's no trauma that happened. You just happen to like to be in communication with your partner on a regular basis. But you're dating someone who never seems to want that same thing from you. They're totally okay hanging out only once a week. They don't really need to text you during their work day. You don't need a good morning text or a good night text. They just are different in that way. And yet, you needing this closeness, this feeling of attachment or connection with the partner throughout the week, seeing them several times a week, eventually wears on them, and they make you feel as though you are needy for wanting those things, right? There's a question that comes up. Is that needy? Was I being needy? Did I ask too much of them? Or were those my needs? And I think this is a conversation I've done a very poor job at having. And the reason I was reminded of it at all is because I had a good coaching the other day with a client, and they were asking a similar question. So you know who you are. Feel free to identify yourself. And I wanted to cover this so that we could talk about, is having needs the same as being needy? And let's make a clear distinction between the two so that maybe this video can give you some peace. First and foremost, if you're someone who likes spending a lot of time with your partner, that's totally fine. I don't see that as needy. Here's when it becomes needy. Let's take that same scenario we just talked about. You like spending at least 4 days a week with your partner. You like texts throughout the day, you know, nothing too crazy. When it becomes needy is when they are meeting all of your needs that you have laid out in a calm, collected manner. Here's, you know, I like to see you this many times a week. I like to get texts at work. I like to get good morning texts. You know, I like to be told that I'm beautiful, words of affirmation, things like that. And they are meeting all of those needs. And then you start demanding even more. And this happens to the point where it begins to trample on their needs. So that's really what a relationship boils down to. It's two people with unique sets of needs, and both people getting those needs met in a reasonable manner. Now, if your partner feels as though no matter what they give to you, it's never enough, there's always another thing, there's always more that you need, as though it's some great black hole where you're not even rewarding them for the things they did correctly, then that can be seen as needy. Another example, if you're hanging out with them 4 days a week, and one day they're hanging out with a friend, it's a meeting that you knew that they had, and you said, oh, but I'm really lonely today, or oh, I had a bad day at work. Can't you just cancel and then come hang out with me? And then they say, no, I have this, you know, I've been planning this thing all week. This is a friend. I can't cancel on them last minute. And then you punish them for hanging out with that friend. That's needy and toxic and passive aggressive, etc. I suppose the whole thing can be summed up like this. Having needs in a relationship have to do with your values and compatibilities, whereas being needy in a relationship has more to do with you being overly dependent on this person for your basic happiness, the happiness that you could provide yourself if you tried. I've coached a lot of clients and a lot of relationships, and there is a definite distinction between the two. And it is my firm belief that in order to have a happy, healthy relationship, you first need to have the basic elements of making yourself happy. That is, having a few friends, having a decent physical fitness routine, eating healthy, having just a basic life where you're taking basic care of yourself and not relying on any one person to be able to make you feel okay. You need to be able to make yourself feel okay first. And we're speaking in the romantic context, so I'm not talking about having friends to help you feel okay or your parents or your therapist. I'm not talking like that. We're talking romance. So in order to have a healthy romantic relationship with someone, you need to have these things. Basically, you need to have your shit more or less together. So the second half of this video is, what do you do if you are in a relationship and you feel though your basic needs are not being met and you truly don't believe that you're being needy? It's just, I have these core values, these core compatibilities that need to exist in a relationship in order for me to thrive in it, and I'm not getting those things met. And you know what they are. And it might even be useful for you to put them in a comment below. What are your top three needs in a relationship? The non-negotiables. So it might be closeness. It might be communication. It might be honesty. It's up to you. But leave your top three in the comments. So what do you do if you feel as though you're in this relationship and your needs aren't really getting met? Number one, identify in a clear way, what are my needs? Like, I feel this way in the relationship. I feel this weirdness. Have I accurately identified what it is? Could I explain how I feel to another person and make them go, oh yeah, that makes sense? That's step one. Because if you can't tell your partner what your needs are or why you feel a certain way, it's just going to frustrate them because you're handing them an unsolvable problem, an unidentified problem that they don't know how to fix. It's no different than going to the doctor and saying, doctor, it hurts. And the doctor's going, well, what hurts? You say, well, I don't know, it hurts. How can they possibly help you? So identify it. Number two, wait until you and your partner have had a good day and you're in an emotionally neutral or good place. And then ask them, hey, there's this thing I wanted to talk with you about. Like, nothing's bad. Nobody's in trouble. There's just this problem I'm having, and I'm wondering if you could help. Because remember, it's you and them versus the problem. It's not you versus them. And the second you set it up to be this adversarial situation, trust me, things are going to get bad. And then number three, you provide them examples of times where they have met those needs and times where maybe they didn't meet those needs so that they can internalize and say, oh yeah, I remember that day. Here's what I did. Here's what was going through my head. Basically, you just give them the groundwork, the blueprint to help you. And then finally, number four, you encourage them to voice any of the needs that they have in the relationship that maybe they don't feel like they're getting met. Because a lot of the time, myself included, we don't really know how we're doing, right? We don't really stop and check in and, you know, do the internal work to ask, am I okay? Am I having a good time in this relationship? I think I am. So I hope this video was helpful. Let me know what you guys thought of this sort of open freestyle type video. I'm going to do more of them for sure. And if you need my help in a breakup or a dating situation, my name is Rory. This is The Love Chat, and you can get my help at thelovechat.net/coaching. But if you need something more along the lines of therapy, I am sponsored by the company BetterHelp, which offers online therapy. Just visit betterhelp.com/Rory, my name R-O-R-Y, and that will give you 10% off of therapy. This is a service I use myself, and so I decided to accept a sponsorship from them. And I found them to be quite useful, and I like my therapist a lot. So I hope you guys enjoyed this video. Thumbs up, subscribe, all that, and I'll catch you guys in the next one. Until next time.